You crown the year with your good. Psalms 65:12. Doesn't today's watchword rather belong to October? The time of Thanksgiving, at least in the German course of the year? But how does the words fit into June when the harvest is still pending? Where not only farmers and hobby gardeners are still curious about what the year will bring. As someone who grew up on a farm, I soon learned that growing and prospering cannot be achieved through hard work alone. I also remember that advertising slogan of an agricultural machinery manufacturer in the 80s which read, "We have everything under control except for the weather." The fact that we actually have less under control than we are generally aware of has become clear to many of us in recent months. The corona crisis suddenly questioned much that otherwise seemed self-evident. Would King David's statement as in Psalm 65 become true in 2020 as well? At the beginning of the psalm, David remembered that God answers prayer. He remembered God's faithfulness with which he accompanied the people through turbulent times and put an end to crisis again. Times have changed, the crisis may appear in new forms, but God, his promises, and his faithfulness remain unchanged. I am convinced God crowns the year 2020 again with his good and with his goodness. In times when trusting feels hard, when the circumstances become overwhelming, then we are invited to pray as David did. We may approach God in prayer and him for help, to turn matters to the better, and to show us again his goodness.